Mr. Apocalypse is coming. His horizon into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Less Visible.
Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. We've been cruising on the inner planes of late. This is one of the better features of the Saucer Pod. It can travel interdimensionally and move on the planes of both the mind and the emotion, as well as every other plane of being. It's thought-controlled, the saucer pod is. You only have to think of anywhere, and it will head there. The only complications are when you think while dreaming and find yourself somewhere you have not only never been before, but had no idea that it even existed. Sometimes I find myself at the bottom of the sea, but often enough not on this planet. I'm not sure if there's some kind of LoJack device on the saucer or not, but I often wind up underwater on some planet in the Sirius cluster. Then again, I might wake up parked in a saucer shop, since the saucer communicates with the company that services it, and it'll automatically head there at the end of a 50-light-year jaunt in for servicing, but from here to there and back again. Wherever here or there might be, or the ship might have communicated signs of some kind of a maintenance need that requires on-site inspection. Software updates can go on anywhere at a distance. So we've been sailing on the inner planes for a bit. This can be confusing on occasion for anyone who is unaware of the dynamics that take place while cruising through more ethereal regions. For instance, when you find yourself traveling through the mental planes of the cosmos and realize that you're traveling through your own mind at the same time, well, if you have had access to high-end comestibles that are not native to Earth but can be found in other places, you don't have a problem with this sort of unusual circumstance, but novices can well experience a sense of intense befuddlement. Of course, novices are not usually licensed for this kind of travel. Well, enough technical jargon about space travel. We like to throw some of that in now and again, but it would only be of interest to those so employed, or science fiction writers, I guess. We don't get too many of those around here anyway. As it so happens, we are not done discussing this because we brought it up for a reason to begin with. In the process of traveling on the mental plane last night, we discovered some new phenomena that we had not encountered before. Usually there are the stationary archetypes that vibrate at their locations in inner space, and well, you get accustomed to them. Meanwhile, the ship's communication pod will notify the pilot while he or she is at a distance, because archetypes have a gravitational pull just like a planet does, and it can be a startling and stimulating experience to be sucked into one of them, because whatever the archetype represents becomes an overwhelming single presence in the pilot's mind. Sometimes you don't want to ever leave. It's like finding yourself suddenly in the living room of a god. On occasions like this, after a period of time, the Techs at your home base will be notified that you're inside the vibrationary envelope of an archetype, and then the autopilot will be activated and the saucer driven out of the archetype's sphere of influence. Anyway, we were cruising in the upper reaches of the mental plane earlier when we began to pick up a wailing sound that was coming from everywhere in all directions around the ship. It was both very high and low pitched at the same time, kind of like those Tibetan chanters. It's hard to accurately describe this, as all of us have heard at least once before in our lives. You had to be there. I turned on the resonance locator, which pinpoints both location and type of vibrationary source, and found that the sound was coming from everywhere on that level of the mental plane, which seemed impossible to me at the time. So I programmed for a visual impression of the genesis of the sound. Sometimes what you are looking for is invisible, so the software will create a visual approximation of the source as it would look if you could see it, and at that point there appeared the image of a young man in a luminous robe that changed color every time he moved. And then some text appeared on my monitor informing me that this was the avatar at work on the inner planes, and then I saw what I had not seen before. The avatar had a broom in his hands and was sweeping the virtual floor of that level that he was on, and simultaneously with my awareness of the broom, the avatar began to replicate into hundreds of mirror images, all of them with brooms in their hands. It was like something out of The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and they were everywhere, spiraling at a far reach from the base platform of that level to a point far beyond where I could no longer see a separate figure, and I assume this was the origin point of all the sweepers radiating downward from a single sweeper. I was filled with an inexplicable sense of joy and wonder as I watched all of this. There was a certitude in my heart that this was all wondrously real. However it might have had a virtual, almost video game-like vision to it, it was more real in the sense of it than anything I've personally experienced before in the terrestrial manner of what we assume to be real on planet Earth as reported to us by the sensory locuses of our material being. I discovered that the dual sound impression that I was hearing was being generated by movement of the brooms as they tirelessly swept away over and over, and then I saw what I had not previously noticed. There were shadow shapes that were suddenly appearing before the brooms, and I saw that they appeared only in the moment when the broom touched them. It was as if the touch of the broom brought them into a plane of sight where they had previously been resident unseen. It was a little like that movie Ghost, where the bad guy was running down the street and the specters came up out of the sewer grates and pulled him down into, well, whatever's down there, only in a reverse kind of, but reverse and forward are different on the mental plane than they seem to be in the manifest, because time is quite different in the mind than it is in the physical clocks that we use to measure the pace of our movements down here. Regardless, as the brooms touch the shadows, you could see a flash of light occur in the interior of the shadow forms, and then the whole shape would break apart and dissolve. It was happening everywhere within my line of sight, and once again, that sense of awe and delight descended upon me, as if something incredible were taking place, and I was sure that this was true, but, well, I don't know why. There is a problem with gathering information on a journey through the inner planes. The kind of information and the means of analyzing it is very different from the way this occurs on the material plane, where the meaning of data is determined according to the parameters of bandwidth. On the mental and emotional planes, the parameters are much wider, and the conclusions reached can involve some very subtle differentials. We promote the love of God here as the Swiss Army knife for knife. Swiss Army knife, yeah, right. For spiritual advancement in a time of more pervasive darkness and less lustrous light. I hope that sentence makes sense. It stands to reason that this accounts for the lesser density of light workers at this time, or let me say, less sincere and dedicated light workers. This could also be the result of far less publicity given to the more selfless efforts taking place among us. Anonymous workers who crave results more than they do personal acknowledgement are ironically somewhat responsible for this paucity of reportage, because they are not seekers after external limelight so much as they hunger after a greater possession of inner light. Whatever the reason may be, we are not so collectively inspired by wonderful works as we are by the grandiose and uninspired embarrassment dancers among us. Today we are besieged by reality TV and the empty lives of pornographic rappers, as well as artists who possess no real art and actors who routinely play roles that glorify our worst instincts. This is the age of the anti-hero. We cannot repeat often enough that the greatest commandment, according to one of our greatest teachers, is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This should speak volumes to the sincere seeker. If this is the greatest commandment, then that means it is the one with the most profound potency for one's spiritual advancement. Furthermore, Christ also said, referring to important commandments, and the second is like, namely this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandments greater than these. This clearly implies that if you love the Lord your God above all things, and must further love your neighbor as yourself, that in both cases you are loving the Lord God Almighty. You are loving the Almighty within yourself and external as well to yourself. One might well say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God in all things, meaning at the heart of everything is some permutation of God Almighty, and one should, with discrimination sufficient enough to extract the essence of the divine from any and every appearance. Here we find a parallel to the Hindu greeting of Namaste, which means, I salute the God within you. In many cases, the ineffable is asleep in the form, but a recognition by you of the ubiquitously indwelling might be sufficient to awakening the ineffable or bringing the ineffable into a listening mode. One should keep in mind that the ineffable is always listening. I'm reminded of the medieval phrase that used to be written over the lintels of a house of worship, and perhaps in some places still is, which says, Cave de videt, beware, God is always watching. Well, now, I like to repeat a certain teaching allegory, which I believe comes out of the Islamic traditions, most likely from the Sufi lineage. They were very fond of stories like this, and the only part of Islam that I have any interest in is Sufism. A teacher had three disciples, and he gave a chicken to each one and told them to each take the chicken where no one could see them and kill the chicken. Two of the disciples came back fairly quickly with a dead chicken. Hours later, the third disciple had yet to return. Finally, he did, bearing with him a still living chicken. The master asked him why this was so, and the disciple said, I could not do it, master. Everywhere I went, the chicken sees. Now, this is a precise example of the ineffable being present in all things. Get this one fact resonant within you on a visceral level. God creates the universe out of his own being, her being, its being. He populates the entirety of it with some form where he, she, it is indwelling, and he also, he, she, it, exists apart from it all as both administrator and witness. God also exists as the latter, where God is resident in any form. Should one be capable of taking this to be incontrovertible fact, it will eventually lead one in their consciousness to a clear apprehension of how it all is, what it all is, and one will move with a humble respect through every event and environment, knowing that the divine is everywhere, more near to us than we can see. From this point, it is simply a matter of growing in awareness until one is aware of the presence of the divine within. There's a wonderful little book called The Practice of the Presence of God by one Brother Lawrence, written some hundreds of years ago. You just practice the presence of God, reminding yourself that God is indwelling and is everywhere that you are, no matter where you are. If this gets your attention more than anything else, then it is a given that eventually this will be the state you are resident in. What could be more wonderful than that? Demonstrate to the Almighty that you want the Almighty's presence more than anything else, and you will have it. It is just a matter of time. Try to remind yourself that nothing is more important than to do this. Try to remember that your stay here is temporary, and where you will find your next residence is completely dependent on what you said and did here. Okay, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and I will be with you again next week, if there is one. Please seek out the Almighty in your every thought, word, and deed. That said, Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, much love, Lady Nature, Alhamdulillah, greetings, my good friend Lord Ganesh, carry on, Baha'u'llah, Aloha, and Aroo.
It's long and tall and slender, and it's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. It's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when they get you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.